There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with a stunning template, use it as a springboard for your design, add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from the massive media library. It's easy to wow any audience with Canva presentations. Canva presentations are perfect for any deck you want to design for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can nail their presentation with Canva presentations. Perfect, record, and share a talking presentation for people to watch on their own time. You'll appear in a video as a talking head on the slide, and it's the perfect solution if you can't be present in person or if time zones are tricky. Nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations at canva.com, designed for work.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Bowen.
And we want to introduce you to the new Cantina menu at Taco Bell.
Ooh! It's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients. Great as a lunchtime option.
Taste for yourself. The slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage,
yummy,
and new avocado verde salsa sauce.
Okay! With new menu options like Cantina chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla, there's something for everyone.
With this new Cantina chicken menu, the possibilities are endless.
Try the new Cantina chicken menu at Taco Bell.
Do you want to boost the economy like Taylor Swift? Do you want to run a business empire like Rihanna?
Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper.
Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. Wow.
Oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool. Wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
Tired ass. Hoes at the mic.
Hoes at the mic gonna come down. Maybe this is what we did.
They've been coming down for days. When will they finally reach the bottom, girl?
Well, I think we hit our bottom this morning.
So honey.
Let's full disclosure. The last 5-6 days have been a blitz, and it's been so lovely and so wonderful. But then yesterday we did finally sort of indulge ourselves in maybe watching the hours with a bunch of people in a K-hole.
Basically, what happened at the end of the Fire Island trip was we put on the film The Hours, starring Nicole Kidman in an Oscar-winning performance. We'll get into that later. And of course, Miss Julianne Moore and the one, the only Meryl Streep.
And don't forget Toni Collette.
Don't forget Toni
Claire Danes.
In a supporting role. And Claire Danes as Meryl.
And Ed Harris.
Absolutely, Ed Harris.
And Jeff Daniels.
Course, Jeff Daniels, really say that. Now, what happens is you sort of get to the point in a Fire Island vacation, which we really ended up taking this weekend.
We took the point. The so, vacation.
Sort of a preview of what's going to happen next month when we really go.
Yeah.
And sort of found ourselves sort of sitting around
with nothing to do except
just indulge in The Hours.
In the Hours.
2002 film that is fine.
Oh, well, we don't have time to get into this. First of all,
yeah.
I've struggled today. You've struggled today. We've both struggled in different ways.
It's one of the most emotional periods of my young life.
It was actually a very emotional day. And I think we are ending it in the
Megan the Stallion the way.
The most perfect way.
And here's the thing. First of all, we want to say a huge thank you to everyone that streamed Fire Island and is streaming Fire Island. You're literally bowling us over with emotion. Seriously. And this is not a joke. A lot of what we've said so far has been sort of like a quote-unquote joke.
Joke.
And sometimes when you listen to this podcast, a lot of times we'll be quote-unquote joking, which is something comedians do when they want to like not be too serious.
Right.
So this part of the podcast is more serious when I say thank you for streaming Fire Island. You've been so kind,
you've
everybody.
You've been so kind. Thank you so much for all of the nice messages.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, I feel so blessed. We live under a lucky star.
We live under a lucky star, which I feel like I've been saying a lot. And sort of what kids get when they've been good is a treat.
Is a treat.
And so what has happened today is we have sort of gathered into the studio, Bowen, myself, and our guest.
And our guest.
Who I believe is the cherry on top of the Fire Island Sunday. Wouldn't you say, Bo?
I think our... not my words, but the lovely SNL Network Twitter account has pointed out how our guest was the breakout star of the movie and shared the screen with me in the past on an SNL sketch.
Yeah.
If I had known that I was going to be meeting one of my sistren that day.
You would have done it so different. You would have been so much nicer on set that day.
I think
instead
I was
nice. Instead of the big bad wolf BBW. That you are, BBW. Big, beautiful woman.
Big, beautiful woman.
You are such a big, beautiful woman, Bo.
You are a big, beautiful woman. I think our guest is the biggest, most beautiful, most woman.
And you know what happens to cherries?
They pop.
They get popped. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, say that.
So what?
Oh, my God. Coy laugh.
Our coy laugh with the nail. Our coy little guest is truly a talent, a superstar, a charismatic force of nature.
Pure charisma, pure talent, pure beauty.
Personified. And we are literally, iconically, we went to go see them in Hadestown on Broadway, and we told them we had tickets, and they said, oh, girl, I'm not in the show today, but let me knock knees, and they did the show just for us.
And iconically, we were going to go see them in Diana, the musical, but we all got Omicron. I did at least.
You did, and then I proceeded to get Omicron.
And then all of New York City got Omicron, and so I think they did shut down the show early.
Unfortunately, yes.
And that was tragic.
But none of that stopped this bitch from
stealing our hearts
and the show and the scenes of Fire Island, directed by Andrew Ahn, written by Joel Kim Booster, starring Bowen Yang.
Can I just say new favorite line in the film? And I've rewound it many, many times today.
What is it?
Maybe they killed him.
We don't even know
if anything happened.
Maybe they kill him.
It's so funny.
And I have a little smile in that moment, which was very real.
Very real.
And that's sort of how you know that the good energy, and I'm getting tactile right now.
Can we touch?
That's how you know the energy was really good and really real, and it was true sister life.
It was true sister
support,
life.
Sister life, sister energy. We're all getting tactile right now as we welcome true stardom into your ears. Everyone give it up for Tomas Matos! What are you doing? Wow, and we're off to the races. Thanks for joining us on this podcast, Las Culturistas, which you have just iconically said you don't really listen to because you're my girls.
I was like, why do I have to listen to them talk?
Exactly.
I'm going to talk to them.
You would talk to us.
I'll catch up with those whores later.
Yeah, girl. We're probably going to talk later, bitch.
Yes. Wait, how was your... Okay, you came for a day trip on the island yesterday. What were your thoughts? What was the journey back like? What was the overall thought on the day?
Honestly, I live for a day trip, bitch.
Yeah.
You know, you get in, you do what you got to do, and you get the fuck home because I love my bed.
Yeah.
There's nothing like my bed.
It's all other beds are so overrated.
A twin bed?
Describe your bed.
Yeah, what's your bed like? What's your bed situation?
Cunt, soft, and pussy like me.
Unbelievable.
You are those things.
Cunt, soft, and pussy.
Title of that.
Cunt, soft, and pussy. Like me. Honestly, so what are we saying? Like, is that a foam topper? I really want to know what the fuck your bed is doing.
It gives down alternative.
Down alternative.
Yeah. In the pillow?
Down alternative.
What color are the sheets right now?
Right now is dark purple and like a maroon.
Yeah, shit.
A maroon and a dark purple?
Yeah, like majestic.
Like tone on tone, purple.
Yeah, purple.
Is your room giving colors?
It gives like lights in the corners.
Yeah. Oh,
and fairy lights.
Yes.
On the back.
Are you still in Staten Island right now?
No, I'm in a little sublet right now.
Uh-huh.
I left my grandma's apartment.
Yes.
Little house.
Yeah.
And found my own place for the time being.
From Staten to here.
From Staten, bitch, to right the fuck here. I'm sleeping in this studio.
This actually would be kind of cozy, honestly. I had an apartment in Greenpoint that was this size.
It was this size.
You'd have to pay $600 for this. In this location, on 44th and 45th on 9th Ave, you'd have to pay at least $1,000 for this.
Oh, my God. No
Coin got us down, bitch.
100%. Bitch. It's been so great to reconnect with you and see you again. I haven't missed your ass.
I really have missed y'all. Like, I felt like there was a piece of my heart missing.
Yeah.
And now that it's out,
it's like, I feel like I got my girl's bag.
I don't know about you, but I literally, once we left Fish at the end of the rap, and we all did rap together, and that was a tearful night.
Beautiful moment.
I literally, like, it had been, like, weeks had gone by, and I hadn't talked to Fish, and then I was like, am I abandoning Fish? Like, I need to reach back out to Fish.
No, I felt like, you know, we had to just swim on our own.
Yeah.
These are Fish. I don't think I'm Fish, but you two are Fish because you're both Pisces. Yeah. And you're both serving Fish.
Yeah, we
and
give cunt.
We're sort of giving cunt. But also we had to be Tomas and I as Keegan and Luke in the film, aka the Kitty and the Lydia. We had to be one organism,
one body.
Yeah,
and we melted right into each other right away.
We really did, bitch. We became the two fish in the Pisces sign. Bitch.
Yes.
Are there two fish in the Pisces sign? Why don't I know?
I believe there are two. Right. I believe there are two. I think it is, yeah. Pisces is, you can, it is a way to be like, you want a 69, you can say, you want a Pisces.
Bitch, you want a Pisces?
It is
bitch, I'm gonna start saying that.
Bitch, you want a Pisces? You in the Equinox theme room. One time, literally, we had just started shooting. This is like last year in late summer. I'm at the Equinox in Williamsburg. I see Fish, like, sort of giving trade down
trade
at the time.
Yeah,
giving trade day. And sort of, like, stalking the halls, looking fucking so hot, truly. Yeah. This is also one of the most beautiful individuals in the damn world. And I went over to Fish, and I said, trade day all day. What's going on? What is on the menu for tonight? And he was like, We're gonna be in the Equinox steam room. Girl. And then, so we know where you're trolling.
I mean, you know, like, the girls who get it, get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I tend to get it in the Equinox steam room. I feel like I shouldn't even be saying that, though, because that's like a brand advertisement, bitch.
What do you mean, for Equinox or for you?
For Equinox, bitch. I bet this sale's about to raise the fuck up because I said that.
Because I'm like, I wanna find Tomas in the steam room.
Columbus Circle location, normally around like 12 to 4 p.m.
What were you doing at the Williamsburg location?
The Williamsburg one is like the maybe one of the gayer ones that is like cruisy.
I think so.
Yeah,
I definitely.
It has that
so.
Reputation for sure.
I go to the one in Hollywood, the Equinox Hollywood, and you do see you do get the sense that there are eyes on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of live for it though.
Okay, so can you walk us through like?
Yeah, how do you do
dream
it?
Dream scenario. How do you do it? I'm
because neither of us have ever hooked up in the steam room or in a gym.
Really?
Ever.
No,
never. So this is what we're saying. We need you to be our sensei, our fish eye.
Okay. My favorite reason why I like it is because there's no talking.
And
if you start talking to me and we in the steam room, I'm like it's over.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not trying to have a conversation with you, bitch.
Right, right.
I'm trying to suck your dick.
Do mm-hmm. people try to have a conversation?
Yes, and that's when I'm like, and that, now I feel
so
like
how you
I'm,
doing?
I know. I'm like, I'm fine. Let's get this going, bitch. Come on.
That's Andrew's first movie. Spotlight is basically just like wordless, like
dead ass.
Damn. It's hot.
There's Andrew on.
Andrew on.
What a guy.
What a guy.
What an icon.
What an icon.
Best director.
Best director. What? Do you believe that our film has? Should our film have awards buzz? Should we start it here on this pop culture podcast?
Yes.
Should we break the news that we have awards buzz?
Awards buzz.
I think honestly, if we don't get MTV Movie and TV Awards noms and Indie Spirit.
And GLAAD.
You hear that, Shelby at Searchlight?
Okay?
Start pushing.
Come through, Shelby.
She will come through. She is Shelby. No, isn't Shelby an icon?
I think
Let's
so.
Shout out
we
Shelby.
We had a publicist at Searchlight who was a full icon, and we found out that she, at DragCon, got... Did you see what she has on her tooth?
No.
A little gold squiggle, like a jewel on her.
Get out. She got a tooth gem?
She got a tooth gem.
Mm. I didn't even hear about this. Did you know about tooth gems?
Bitch, all the, like, cunt bitches have tooth gems.
Okay, but, like...
I want a tooth gem.
You want a tooth gem? But, like, okay, Shelby was saying it's gonna take 2 years.
You have it on.
You have it on.
It gets glued the fuck on.
Okay, that to me is unreal. To say, I'm here at DragCon, let me get this thing on my tooth. Not even a far back tooth. One of the tooths you see when you smiled.
One of the main girls.
One of the main girls in your mouth, bitch.
There are main girls that you see when you smile. It's actually real culture number 4. There are main girls that you see when you smile. And these are what we call the main girls. Really, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. See the ones I'm pointing to?
The 4.
Those are what we call
the core
Carrie,
4.
Samantha, Miranda, and Charlotte.
Yeah.
And then we got over here, Miss Thing who went splat out the window.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the tooth that Shelby had had bedazzled.
That's prominent, but you want one?
I do.
Where?
Right here on the girl who fell out.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But the only thing is
on your incisors.
Yes, bitch, my incisors, bitch, giving vampire ding, ding, ding. It's just so hard. I feel like, because, you know, I walk face. I feel like that is an immediate chop to be like, you what think? The fuck do you have on your tooth, bitch?
Yeah.
You think that's an immediate chop?
Because then they might be like, are you hiding something?
Well, do you have the nose ring on when you walk face?
I'm not supposed to.
Why is really? It? Are you supposed to? What? So for everyone that doesn't know, Tomas walks face in actual balls.
Period, bitch.
Period.
In ballroom, bitch.
In ballroom.
House of Miyake Mugler down, bitch.
100%.
Legendary season 2. Legend.
Here we go.
$100,000 winner, bitch.
Now let me ask you this. So are you supposed to be presenting clean cunt face? Like, no relying on any accessories?
No, unless the category calls for an accessory. Unless they're like, bring it like in
to the boardroom and you have to wear glasses, etc.
Exactly, bitch, and give boardroom cunt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I feel like, for the most part, you're supposed to give like fresh, no accessory sort of thing, which is I'm like, damn, bitch, but I want a tooth gem.
You want a tooth gem. Is accessories a category? No, not a category, but is accessories like a theme on face, you think, that you could do? But you still
Well, they'll give
gem.
You like a certain thing. It's like we were saying, like executive realness. Realness.
Executive
like a real
realness.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah, I see. I mean, I've seen you walk face just only on Instagram.
Same.
But it is like truly captivating. Have you seen Fish?
Yes, I've seen Fish's content.
I go.
We have not been invited
Fish,
to the ball.
We haven't been invited.
Bitch, I want to come to a ball.
I would love to
go. Of course, I want to go.
Oh, bitch, come through. June 18th.
June 18th. June 18th.
Fuck.
Latex going. Ball.
That's the day of the Culture Awards.
Fuck.
It's at night.
It's at night. Well, the R thing's at night.
Oh wait, actually, it might be like a day ball.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to get in from Provincetown early enough. Girl, if you wouldn't believe it, the schedule keeps a scheduling.
Girl, it's giving Pride down,
It's
bitch.
Giving Pride the most exhausting month of the year. It is June, 6th?
Yeah.
I've never been this tired
I've never
in
been
life.
This tired.
Honestly, bitch, it's giving marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not a runner.
I'm a dancer.
I'm a dancer, bitch. I don't run.
You really don't run in the gym when I spied you.
No, girl, I like to, lift. Find out where the girls are going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stay in one spot in the gym so we can actually purvey and survey.
But running
giving
is,
gawking, bitch.
Giving gawking. Well, running Gawker. Is good because you get to stay in one place, technically, and just like on a treadmill at least, and just scope out the place.
Wait, that's actually a very good idea. Bitch.
And did you know?
You might be wanting something.
Did you know, too, that you burn barely a little bit more calories running than you do walking?
Really?
You can just walk at a brisk pace, and it's basically the same calories.
And then you won't have to sweat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, Fish.
Mm-hmm.
You're so smart. Y'all so damn smart.
Well, your big sisters. Your uncle
we're
and
your
aunt.
Sisters.
My uncle and my auntie. My crazy cunt uncle and auntie.
But I was telling Fish, Tomas, I was like, oh, right, I keep forgetting that you're 24.
Well, it's because you have the old spirit.
Yeah,
you
bitch, you know. Old soul down.
Old soul down, but still with the youth.
Damn, you think?
Of
Absolutely.
Course.
I mean, look at you.
It gives youthful.
It gives youthful
energy at all times. Tell me about, because we know, but the people want to know, like, you went to LaGuardia High School.
Uh-huh.
Hopped off there.
Uh-huh.
Was you have to study something there? Like, what's the tea? You
well,
do everything?
I was a dance major.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I did, like, a block of dance and then all of the academics after.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, it would be switched depending on my year.
Uh-huh.
So my senior year, it was, like, all academics and then dance. So what I would normally do is skip all my academics.
For sure.
And then just come for dance, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, bitch, I have, like, I'm about to be a star. I don't need to know global history, bitch.
Yes,
no shade.
Yes.
No shade.
River
fucking,
valleys, et cetera. Mesopotamia, you've answered every question on
girl,
the test.
Girl, I'm done. Yeah. I don't need to know that the mitochondria is the motherfucking powerhouse of the cell, girl. I don't care.
It but sounds see, like
you
you're already,
sounds like you remember.
You retained that one.
I can't believe I just said that, bitch.
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. Wow, the 24-year-old jumped out.
Damn,
that proximity to high school.
That's honestly, that sentence alone is cunt.
Absolutely. The mitochondria is, it's actually real culture.
The
number 17. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Is a cunt sentence.
That's on period, bitch.
K-U-N-T. And that's on Periot. So, so basically, because you go to the fame high school, LaGuardia High School, are they like sort of lackadaisical with the academics of it all because they know they have the talent in the house?
Mm.
Or are they cracking the whip?
I mean, like, yes and no. Like, I think I had a really good relationship with my teachers and also the principal, bitch.
Yeah.
So I remember, like, it got to a point where I literally just be like, and I still talk to the teachers from there.
Yeah.
Like, I would just be like, bitch, can you pass this so I can get the fuck up out of here?
It was giving teacher's pet.
It was giving teacher's pet. Like, they are now my girls. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What was the vibe like? Because I've always, I feel like it's the school that everyone, like, is so curious about. And I'm sure, like, you probably get so annoyed, like, being asked about it. But, like, is the vibe, like, everyone's trying to be a star? Of course, right? But, like, is it, like, every big person? I don't know, like... I can't imagine going to a school like that.
Well, where everyone's super, super, super...
so talented.
It's definitely giving talent.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was so talented. And I think, especially because I was a dance major and now going into film and TV, it's kind of like, people are like, wait, what? You know, it's kind of, like, questionable for a dancer to be like, you know...
But that happens all the time.
I think so. But right? I mean, like, everyone who came from LaGuardia was a drama major.
Right.
Nicki Minaj, drama major.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
that. Timothy Chalamet, drama major.
Yeah.
Azealia,
vocal major.
Vocal major.
Yeah, Azealia sings
the
down. House
down. Down. Aquafina, trumpet major. Like
get out!
Aquafina went to LaGuardia?
Aquafina went to LaGuardia.
It gave instrumental cunt.
It gave instrumental.
Wow.
And so now look at her actress.
That. Yeah, well, I honestly, and this was, it was like that at NYU too, because I remember I was a writing major at Tisch, and I dipped my toe into some acting stuff, and some people were supportive, but other people were very like, why don't you do your thing and not, like they felt threatened, I think, that someone from one pursuit would want to do another thing, or like everyone should stick to their own thing, because it is competitive, and that does kind of come from the environment.
Totally.
I think so, bitch.
Yeah.
But like, we multi-hyphenated cunt, so might as well do it all, bitch, if we can.
Yeah.
And we can.
And you're multi-hyphenate in that you sing, act, dance, know what the fuck a mitochondria is.
So good to me.
It's giving quadruple threat. Sing, dance, act, mitochondria.
Yeah.
The cell.
You did like science. I know it.
Were you
a science girl?
But no, bitch. I mean,
it depends.
Yeah, it definitely depends, bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
you
I'm
like
not
animals.
Doing an AP class.
No, it's
not giving extra work.
No.
You would be a good biologist.
You think, bitch?
You would, like, because you...
Well, it's certainly serving body.
Man. Giving biology down, bitch.
Let me get into these memories.
Ew! Oh.
Remember when we would take photos in the beginning, and then me and Tomas were sort of, like, crotch to butt, and then she was like, it's giving dick!
Girl. Yeah, wait. Oh, my God. Wait, was this on the beach, that photo shoot?
I think it was on the beach.
Like, well, it's giving top.
Yes, bitch. It was giving top. This thing, fish, you packing, grew. No shade.
No shade if I'm packing?
No shade. It's giving top.
It was definitely giving top.
Yeah, fish, stop.
That was a sexy little shoot.
We always had sexy little shoots.
That was day one.
Remember? Yeah, it's so funny to watch the movie and then be like, just how out of order it all is. That day when we're all laying out and I've got the sunscreen on my stomach and we're talking about what happened the night before. That was the first day.
I remember being so nervous that day.
Really?
Yeah.
Talk about how you felt in the beginning.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, I mean, you know, it was uncharted territory for me to be, like, stepping into, like, starring in a movie.
Yeah.
Coming from, like, Broadway. So it was just, it was nerve-wracking, but it was also, I felt very safe, which is not something that I think I can say for a lot of places.
Right.
Like, I felt, and I think it was because, you know, we were all queer and we all come from the same family, that I really felt like... Oh, I can be myself. And Andrew was so supportive. And like, we all just like really clicked really well.
Yeah.
So it felt really good that like, I felt safe, bitch. Yeah. I felt like I was like, oh, no, I can do this. And I am capable of doing this. And so let me just do this.
Yeah. This is so obvious to say, but I've been saying it, which is that like the thing that I think makes it read that we are this family unit is that Andrew did sit us down before the table read and was like, everybody share a story about either going to Fire Island or like your favorite vacation memory. Mm-hmm. And I think that like locked it in for all of us. Like we all like, I don't know, there was just one pass of that question just like made it all congeal and like all of us were able to go into it. I think like I don't think there was that much of a growth. I think it pretty quickly started out like, okay, like let's do this, we're a unit.
Yeah. I think that what's really fun about it is like it did feel like it, well, it's really all about chemistry, right? Which is like not something you can explain. It just either is or it is not. Mm-hmm. And the thing about the five or six of us, counting Margaret, is like it is giving very different individuals.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and when you throw it all together, it seems to work. I think also because everyone has a lot of respect for each other, and like everyone is their own vibe. But I do remember like when knowing that we were about to be Flotsam and Jetsam, you two.
I was spending all day yesterday with Tomas in the pool. That was I was having a blast.
I literally was like, I want to do this every time I go to a pool party on Park Island.
So fun.
Do you want to know what I was doing while that was happening?
Girl, getting numbers.
Girl, I hooked up upstairs.
You did?
Yep.
Oh my God, get out.
Someone I met there.
Oh.
And you know I needed it at the time.
Yeah, girl. You definitely did.
It was a brief moment. It was a little make out.
No, that's how it was.
But fab.
Really? Fab.
And also, I was just feeling like, so, like, I don't know. Because you know what it is. Like,
oh.
We were just talking about before you got in here, like, when you go to that island, like, even though, like, we come from it now of a place of, like, we've experienced it, we've done it, we even did a movie that examined a lot of the themes about it, you still feel a certain type of way when you go there. Like, we were talking, like, our anxieties are still there, like, bone was
100%.
Sharing.
I was like, it's so weird to come back, even after the movies come out, and still feel the same way I did, like, 6 years ago, where I was like, oh, I feel a little inadequate, or feel a little inferior, like to all, like or not paid attention to, and like that's what the movie is. And I don't know if it's sad if that like I haven't progressed past it, or that I'm just like, oh no, this is just like how I experience it. I don't know.
I think it's more universal than you think.
Yes, no, it's so universal. I think all three of us experienced this
100%. I feel like it's. I mean, I felt the exact same way yesterday. I was I think especially because I'm sober now and I'm like going to the island of the party. You know? It still feels like, and that's why I was like so happy I had you to just like kiki in the pool.
Yes,
because it was literally like I felt like no shade scared.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I don't know, but it felt good to like, you know, be with my girls.
Yes.
You know, you really always do present like an air of confidence and an air of like security with yourself, but still, like, I often feel like maybe people think that about me too, and like I'm often way more socially anxious than I put on, like, all the time. Like, even talking about that first day, even having known Bo and Angel, like, I still walked into that being like scared as shit, and there you come in like way younger than us, like, probably, I mean, you obviously knew who Bowen was, maybe you knew like Joel, probably knew Margaret, you know what I mean? That had to be an intimidating thing, and you come in with like the star quality.
Oh my God.
And then, you know,
undeniable.
But and then, as I remember, you expressed that you were feeling like imposter syndrome, and I remember I reached out to you because I was like, you would never know, and everyone is so fucking psyched that you're here. And like, then the movie comes out now and everyone's like, Tomas, like, absolutely. And I forgot how excited I was for everyone to meet
you. Oh my God.
Stop.
It's giving love. It's giving love.
It's giving love. It's giving chosen.
It's giving chosen.
It's giving love. It's giving chosen.
There's that little video of the three of us. It was the last sort of slate.
Oh, doing the slate?
A mark.
It's giving chosen.
It's giving chosen.
That was giving chosen for sure. But no, like,
this love will never flop.
This love will never
it
flop.
It really won't, bitch.
Truly. Do you remember? Okay, so besides the Lil Nas X sketch, the pride sketch,
uh-huh.
I remember the moment that I, like, Tomas and I, like, met, which was in the van on the way to the table.
Oh my God, yes.
And
oh,
you
really?
were on the iPad. Tomas had a little iPad with the keyboard, and they were like, this makes me feel cunt. And
girl,
just like typing,
giving studious cunt, girl.
Were you filling out like your like start paperwork?
Child, I don't even know what I was doing.
Yeah, you just had it.
Yeah, I was like probably looking at the script.
Uh huh.
But I just lived for like, you know, a laptop iPad.
Yeah, yeah.
It just feels so like executive cunt, bitch. Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I felt like important.
Yeah. But it was that moment where you're like, oh my God, this person, like, wow. Like,
in their own stardom.
But it was just so exciting to have, like, on the movie, quote unquote. It was just like, oh, perfect. Like, I'm going to be spending my time with this person. This is so, so cool.
Well, what were you feeling like when, because for us, it was like, we have to be literally a half of like one person. And I remember Andrew said to us, like, I really don't want almost any shots where you're not both in the same shot, like pretty much on top of each other. So were you feeling nervous about meeting me, bitch?
Honestly, no. I feel
we
like
emailed.
I was like, yeah, I mean, we emailed. So like, we talked.
Yeah.
But I was also like, No. Like, yeah. I feel like whoever it's going to be, and I'm very happy it ended up being you who, like, because we meshed so well. Bitch.
Literally.
I was really like, I'm just going to show up and show out, bitch, and we going to kiki. And that's the, what the fuck we did.
I honestly, because, like, I guess, like, I feel like in my life, I know what it's like to have, like, a real sister.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is the one right here. Mm. So I was like, all right, let's meet this bitch. And then you came in. It was just immediate. And
it
I remember
really
when we like this, and this always makes me nervous. Like, tell me if this makes you feel nervous. Like, whenever like you're in a scenario, like, listen to me,
scenario
where you have we're like telling those stories about Fire Island and stuff, and like sharing our experiences, and then he got us up on our feet to block a scene.
Oh yeah, that was scary.
The first blocking, I'm always having a panic attack.
So scary.
I hate rehearsal.
Yeah, I feel like. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I come from Broadway.
Yeah.
But I felt so good doing that.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I felt like that was, for me, the thing that meshed it all together.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Because that was the first time, I think, and y'all get tactile, right?
Yeah,
that was
for
the
sure.
first time that we all got
to touch absolute hands.
We got tactile down.
Bro. Yeah. And then we never stopped.
Literally, we went home together.
You did?
No.
Yeah, we fucked.
Stop it. Stay ahead.
No way. Can't be.
Tomas and I came up with two new bits yesterday, I think.
What were the bits?
Basically, whenever me and Tomas see each other, we're just like quoting old bits, basically. But we added two new ones to the mix, which is, for the first one is to just like, to just give like full jaw drop, like, like gaped like, as a reaction to what someone else says. The second thing is to add this sound to the end of any sentence, like as like, you know, if you want to, like, instead of like a tongue pop or something, you go, wow, like it's giving Star Is Born down. It's going at the end of anything.
Girl, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I cannot.
The mouth agape though is really good.
The mouth agape is good.
I mean, my favorite thing you do is disassociate.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, yeah, bet.
Dissociate. Dissociates.
It dissociates.
It dissociates.
The Astrid dissociates.
Okay, so...
On the podcast, dissociating.
On the podcast, dissociating. We're going to ask that you kindly not dissociate for this next question, Tomas.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly... Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Well, spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too?
With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest.
And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities for lower rates on loans, like for a car or a home.
You know what I love about the Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card?
What?
There are no annual fees, interest, or credit checks to apply.
Yes!
You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. Take back your finances,
build credit using your own money.
Yeah. Did you know that with Chime Credit Builder that you can get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit?
I did. You can also overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up a qualifying direct deposit. Just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for SpotMe, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at Chime.com/culturistas. That's Chime.com/culturistas. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.
Hey, it's Bowen, and I want to introduce you to the new Cantina Chicken menu at Taco Bell. Yes, it's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients. Great as a lunchtime option. Taste for yourself the slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. With new menu options like Cantina Chicken Tacos, Burritos, and Quesadillas, there's something for everyone. And Taco Bell isn't just for a late night. With this new Cantina Chicken menu, the possibilities are, well, endless. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu at Taco Bell now. Now, I said.
All right, so this is what the question is giving, and this is sort of the big central question of our podcast, Las Culturistas,
a
pop culture podcast hosted by Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Okay, work.
We ask you, and every guest that comes through here, what was the culture that made you say culture was for you? So this is, as you're growing up, you're young Tomas, you are coming of age in the world, and something you experience in pop culture or in culture around you that you look back and you feel like that was formative.
Okay, I have it.
Yeah.
But I want to see if you guys can guess it from like a little thingy.
Okay.
Thingy.
I just think Gemma is a fat cunt.
Are you about to say Tiffany Pollard?
Tiffany New York Pollard,
oh my God.
Absolutely.
Talk about the cultural importance of Tiffany New York Pollard.
I feel like Tiffany New York Pollard was an icon and still is.
Still is.
And still is an icon.
Yes.
I just, bye, pumpkin.
Bye, pumpkin.
Do it.
Slap me, bitch!
No, do it. Do it scars me because Bowen will scream it so loud out of nowhere.
I would do it on set.
Do and
it! It made it into the movie.
It did.
At the end.
Did it?
During
oh,
last
wait,
dance.
Yes, it
oh
did.
My God.
You can hear it. Wait, we're all yelling it, right?
Like, we're all yelling do it.
Oh, it's that was fun.
Tiffany Pollard is in the movie.
Tiffany has had a cultural impact, not just on you, but on the film.
On the film.
So do you know from Flavor of Love?
It was Flavor of Love.
From the jump?
It was Flavor of Love, the first season she was on, and when she came back and was like like a guest.
I just want to say that
I'm back.
And I feel sorry for these girls.
I feel sorry for these girls. Chin up, whatever. What was like? Chin up, tasty. You don't. This isn't a soup kitchen, or whatever the fuck she would say. She was
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
She looked like Luther Vandross. So many good lines.
Truly, and even after it's the lines after Flavor of Love and I Love New York that are underappreciated too, which like such as like break a leg. What did you say?
What
to
did
me?
You say to me? I said break a leg.
I'm not gonna break a leg.
I'm gonna get the part. That's what I'm gonna do. Okay, Tiffany. She's telling me to break my legs.
She said, I'm gonna break your leg, bitch.
Break a leg is what we say to someone when we want to wish them luck. Just the scene of her going, uncovering her face. So what is it about her?
What is it
her
about her?
Her unabashed power?
Do you remember when you first saw
commitment?
Her? Yeah.
I think it's like her like unapologetic authenticity.
Yes.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Tiffany New York Pollard is Tiffany New York Pollard.
Yeah.
Period.
And people love her
cannot
for
be duplicated.
It.
Yeah.
And people love her for it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of like, which was going to be my second one if I could pick two.
Yes.
You absolutely Wendy can. Williams, there's no rules. Bitch. Wendy.
You think that, and there is like a DNA, like a line of
100%.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Maybe is
okay,
that
okay?
Is that the spiritual grandfather of what are you doing?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
How you doing? What are you doing?
That was Tomas's number one iconic thing is what are you doing?
Hey.
I should make a merch thingy.
Yeah,
you really should. WYD. Your clothing line is called WYD, bitch. You really are that Fashina Arnold I love. You really are, girl.
Y'all be knowing.
I mean, it is just like a perfect example. Okay, let's first off, I would let Gemma know.
I'm laughing thinking about Tomas and Hadestown giving that trade ensemble. And I was doing it yesterday and I was like, that was so funny. Like, just knowing Fish in real life and then the trade, the Trod Day ensemble.
The Trod Day on stage.
Girl.
It was really giving.
She gives.
Heat.
She definitely gives.
Yeah.
I think, and honestly, no shade, I think the reason why I can do that is because I had to at one point for life. You know?
Yeah, right. You have to code switch.
As like a survival tactic.
Yes, yes.
But now I'm at this point and I think I'm so happy that this movie is out because yeah. I feel like I can use it to like
yes.
really just create my own path. And I don't want to be doing that shit no more.
No.
It's not giving Trade, bitch. It's giving cunt.
Yeah, I understand.
It's giving Fish down.
It's giving Fish down. I feel like Keegan is like something, I don't know. Like, I love that this movie is, and I keep saying this, is like represents like a complete queer person in a way. And I think Keegan is like this complete queer person where like, they never have to explain themselves. They just show instead of they tell. Like, both Luke and Keegan are people who, it's immediately clear what the relationship is. It's immediately clear, like, how these people are the same and different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then, but I think Keegan, that's really nice that you say that, that you can point to the movie and go, this is, like, closer to who I am.
Yeah.
Is that 100%.
I think it's, like, the gift of it all that I could be, like, and I think I'm so happy that I was able to like be myself in Keegan. You know. I know.
So when you got the script, obviously it's not. And this is gonna be one of those things where it's like people forget like that. Like that had to be brought to it. You know what I mean?
That
it's
role,
not on
the role
page.
Was something else before you came there.
I really want to know what the role was supposed to be.
Well, you tell us because you got the audition side. So you get you see it on the page, and then what is Keegan giving on the page?
I literally saw it, and I was like, bitch, I say this. I literally was like, oh, I'm literally just going to be me. I feel like that's like the easiest thing to do instead of like having to like create a character. I was like, bitch, I'm just going to be like myself.
Right.
And I think that's why it was so easy to just like show up.
Yeah.
You know?
And not to tie it back, but that's New York. That's like she's herself.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would let Gemma know that she is
a fat cunt. And the shoes that she gave for me were not something that I would particularly wear for myself.
They were old maiden type of shoes. And she should have put them back on the rack.
If that was the case. She does not possess the vernacular
that she thinks she possesses.
Somebody lied to her several times and told her that she was fly
and hot and beautiful and sexy.
And she is nothing like that. She is nothing of the sort.
And she is nothing like that.
She is nothing of the sort.
Iconic.
It is truly
poetry.
It is. You could write it.
Yeah.
If you did write it, you would win many awards. You'd win many awards off the dop. Off the dot. Off the dot.
You're a dreamer. You dream a lot.
You dream a lot in your sleep.
No, I don't.
Yes, you
yes,
do.
You do.
Yes, you do.
Y'all, wait. New York
yes,
was like...
You do.
I went into my high school. This was the 9th grade. And there were two different people were like, have you been... Do you know New York? This girl on Flavor of Love, Tiffany, you guys have to, like, and this was all of us, like, in high school being like, who is New York? Who is New York?
It was like when Britney Spears got famous and when we were in, like, third grade. It was like, yeah, one day there was New York.
It was like a Star is Born vibes. It was.
Tell me something, girl.
Tell me something, girl.
Tell me something, girl.
Is you happy in this modern world?
Damn, there's that silky basement.
It's been a long weekend. I'm a little hoarse, bitch.
One of the funniest things about life is that you're on that low harmony and sometimes I'm on the high harmony.
I know. I feel like that tracks.
I think that tracks for sure.
What are you saying?
Yeah, stop.
What are you trying to say, boo?
You know the bottom bunk and the top bunk, bitch.
It's giving bottom nowadays.
It's
here.
Giving bottom?
It's giving top over there.
I mean, it's always been giving top.
I think so. I'm trying to, like, you know, step into my versatility.
Right.
That's good.
It's hard, though.
It is. No shade.
When I was your age, I was terrified of it. Like,
I know.
Bottoming.
Yeah. You know, you were not.
I've always been sort of like, I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
But I think, okay, now, can we get real? Now the thing that I'm hearing is that enemas are back.
And what do you mean?
For the longest time, I thought enemas were not okay because they tenderized you too much.
Wait,
well,
really?
I think abuse of an enema, doing it too much,
in moderation is good.
Mm. Like if you keep punching a beanbag, bitch, it's gonna turn to flat.
Well, I better order the fleet.
Bitch, it's gonna turn to flat.
It's gonna turn to flat.
You punch the beanbag.
I thought you were gonna start talking about the side preference.
Oh,
this is a new phenomenon. Have you heard about this fish?
Is it like a switch?
Well, it's not a switch, so it's not like BDSM or anything, or it's not like Dom sub anything. It's it's side where it's like you just are basically don't want to do penetrative stuff.
Uh huh.
Which like to me, I'm always like not nine times out of ten, but like 5 times out of 10, I'm like, oh, we don't have to do all that.
Honestly, I think I'm into that too.
I think I might be verse for the first time in my life in terms of being a bottom and a side.
Yeah.
My thing back when I
first
was
side.
Versailles.
In my early
Versailles,
20s,
bitch.
I would side my way all around the city.
Wait, what? What?
I said in my early 20s, I would side my way all around the city.
Oh, y'all, sure.
But y'all were doing a bit with sounds and stuff. So
sorry,
I understand.
Sorry.
Some things are more important.
No!
No!
We just got caught up in
it.
No thing.
Wait, speaking of sounds. Okay, wait, quickly. Okay, this is the Sometimes Trio. You two, okay, Andrew and Joel are like, we didn't know they were going to do choreo. That Matt and
okay,
Joel.
Can we say something? That's not really true.
Joel, they knew.
Joel maybe didn't know. Andrew
kind of knew.
Asked us to choreograph.
But, yes. I think you guys marked it in like that early like pass, and then I think you guys showed up to set with, and then maybe added on as you went. Is that
Joel
true?
Joel didn't know it was about to be as elaborate as it was.
Yeah, we were giving choreography down, bitch.
Yeah, and we had our harmonies together.
I mean, it was giving full production.
It really was.
That was really fun.
Pavilion, bitch.
That fake pavilion that
fake
they made
pavilion.
Up. Everyone is gagged that was a set. That and the Ice Palace. And when you watch the movie for real, like when it goes from the Ice Palace inside to the Ice Palace outside,
it's
like, you cannot
really
tell
is.
Me that's not it.
Bitch, we shot that on Fire Island.
Yep.
Isn't it crazy that was the last day that we wrapped on the exterior stuff at the Ice Palace?
Oh my God.
Like, God, like the order is so strange to me, and yet I don't pick up on it at all.
Yeah.
That's direction, bitch. That's Andrew.
Period. You can't tell a thing, bitch.
What was something Andrew Ahn said to you and directed you in a way that you feel you will never forget?
It was the scene where Joel comes back to the house where the after party is.
Uh-huh.
It's right after I pick you up off the floor, and we go, you gotta get it.
We've lost Luke.
We've lost Luke, and I remember him coming up to me and being like, just imagine that, like, you've lost your sister, or, like, you've lost your best friend at the party. And I was like, work. Andrew does this really beautiful thing of, like easily putting you into the pocket.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it was exactly what I needed to be like, this is now coming from a heightened Molly role.
Yeah.
And now, like, I'm really seriously looking for my sister because the bitch might be falling out. I think that was, like, the time where I was like, oh, thank you.
It really worked.
You were giving gravitas.
Because in that scene, there is an inflection in your voice where you're like, well, we have to get him home. Why is this even a conversation? Like, of course, like, yeah, like, Luke is a messy flop. And, like, it might not surprise you, but, like, I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know?
You have to care for this person.
100%,
your family.
Bitch. Because you my sister. And you my fish.
Fish. Grab my hand, fish.
Hold my hand.
Promise that you'll be my fish. I swore to the heavens this fish about to swim. Hey, girl.
What's a note that Andrew gave you?
Andrew, there was... You know what I really appreciated about Andrew with me is that he always let me have fun.
Yeah.
Like, Andrew with me, he always let me get my improvs in. Like, he, I think, appreciated the fact that I was, like, you know, looking at the script and, like, you know, trying to... I think he likes my sense of humor, even though he doesn't always feel super comfortable going back at it with me in terms of bits. I think I can, like, overpower him sometimes in a way that's, like, I feel is funny.
What? How is the acting?
Yeah, how is the acting?
The acting?
And he always,
was the
like,
acting good?
How was the acting?
I think he got a sense from me anyway that I operate best from a place of joy and not stress. And, like, he was always really, really complimentary and sweet. And actually, in the first few weeks, I think I was telling you, I was like, he's not giving me a lot of notes.
Uh-huh.
In the beginning, I was like, I don't know why I'm not getting more notes, but I think that he was just letting me play in a way where with Luke, it's like, it was fun to color him in because You know, because in the script we are just kind of like together the whole time, that it can sort of blend in. Mm-hmm. That I feel like that when we did get together and started to find our own characters, like he was really cool about letting us fill all that in with our personalities, because it's giving. I think the reason that Luke and Keegan are such good friends is because you just meet someone that energetically is on the same level.
Yeah.
They're ready to give chaos or relaxation or whatever at the same time. It feels like they energetically are always like on the same level, whereas like they are different people.
Yeah.
So I just think like the space he gave me, and then during my tough scenes, like he was very soft-spoken and never like he did let me get extra takes.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I told him, I was like, can we please just not move on until I know that, until I know that that was my last take. Like, yeah. Don't be like, we got it and move on. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of can't stand that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What about for you? Because you had the heavy lifting.
Well, for me, it was on the ferry when I'm like emotional.
Yeah.
When I leave the island, like, he like sent me songs like in the week leading up to it. He was like, you should
listen
to this.
We love a playlist.
But he's so good at like sending you something. I don't know.
What were some songs that he sent you?
He sent me, that artist that he mentioned last week.
Dia Frampton.
Oh my God, it was such a good song. And then what he said to me, are you ready for this?
Wait.
He said to me, I did a couple takes where I was just kind of like mopey and I was like truly like sobbing. And, like, I think he wanted, like, me to dial it back a little bit. And so he was like, I want you to look behind you, look back at the island, and mourn the person that, like, went there. And now you're a completely different person. And the person who went before you, like, the person who went to the island the other way, like, earlier in the week, is gone, is dead.
That hope that person had that maybe this time was going to be different.
Yes. Like that wow. person is out, is gone from you. You cannot identify with that person anymore. You don't know who you are after this. And I was like, okay. And that truly,
that'll do it.
That is
it did
so
it for
good,
me.
Bitch.
I know. I was like, damn it. Andrew is so fucking good at that. And it was only like two takes. And I think he knew like that you can only do so many if you're like the person's crying.
Yeah.
Crying.
If you crying, bitch. C-R-Y-N-E, if you crying.
You know what's funny, though? Like, something I've been realizing about, like, that type of stuff is, like, because I did way bigger emotional takes on that shit, too. Mm-hmm, and, like, sometimes it's, like, it's like, too much when an actor
less
is too
more,
emotional.
Less
and
is more.
Jennifer Lewis on set of I Love That For You, she gave me advice one time. We were about to block a scene and she was like, now, me as Jennifer, I feel like I'm going to get emotional during this, but I want you to know if I start crying, we have to start over because my character would not cry.
Oh.
And then she turned to me and she said, in scenes like this, you don't cry, they cry.
Period.
She was like, it's more powerful and more affecting for the audience to know you are struggling with containing an emotion than showing an emotion. And nice. I was like, you know, not only is that really smart, but also it's easier for your energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you could be giving so much and then like you find out that you know something was fucked up with the camera or you got to keep going. It's like so much more, you have to manage so much more than you think.
That's so smart.
Yeah,
it's very theater.
Very theater. Well, speaking of, like, when we saw you in Hadestown, like, that looked incredibly physically demanding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and doing swing, like, so you come from being a swing, like, what is that vibe?
No, that was the first time I've ever swung in Hadestown.
Oh, really?
First time ever, and honestly, the fact that we're still in COVID-a land, bitch, it was crazy. Like, I wasn't supposed to be a cover for A Fate. That literally got like handed to me the day before I went home.
Which is giving pussy cunt.
I mean, I gave pussy cunt down.
Yeah, it looked like you gave pussy cunt down.
And it was just, it was a whirlwind. And I'm really happy I did it because I know that I can do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I will never do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to prove it to anyone or yourself or
exactly
whatever.
And the rate is a little bit higher now.
Deserved, bitch.
Okay.
The glow up that everyone in the cast is going to get. I mean, already several people have already booked shit.
Yeah, not me.
Girl,
what
get
are you
the
talking
fuck
about?
Out of here.
I'm not going to book ever again.
Ever again.
Ever.
Yeah, ever. Okay.
We're going to make sure of it.
Ever again. Wait. We need to talk about Wendy.
Oh, go on.
Tomas and I kind of... We talked about this yesterday, didn't we? On the
She's
island.
An icon.
Yes. She's a legend.
I did not know that was going to be the ringtone at the top of the movie.
Wait, that's you, Bo.
That's me. But people think it's you, Matt.
People think it's me saying she's an icon?
Because they couldn't, because they're like, we might not be able to use actual Wendy's voice.
Wait, so that's your voice?
That's my voice.
What?
Yeah.
I thought that was Wendy Down.
Yeah, Gagarello, go back and listen. That's some Bowen Yang VA.
And that is an actress.
And you know what?
And it kind of makes sense with the story. Like, Noah would get, like, Howie to record, like, his ringtone.
But
as
there was
Wendy.
A second Bowen where it's funny that you say people think it's me, because when I first heard
you
it.
You thought it was Tomas?
I thought, did I do that? Because it sounded like my voice a little bit. Oh. And then I was like, I don't think I gave them that ADR. Because it also comes out of the fanfare that the three of us did for the Searchlight thing, where I was like, did we continue to talk and they're using it?
Like, they caught you doing, she's an icon, she's a legend, wild.
But that makes sense that it's you, because,
wild, bitch.
Because we often speak in that inflection.
Right.
And so it makes sense. But I thought that was Wendy Williams.
Yeah. But Tomas and I were talking about yesterday on the island, we were like, we hope she's okay.
Oh, honestly,
we have always looked out, like, wanted the best for her.
I'm also, like, just so sad that she's not on the air anymore.
I know.
It's like, what kind of, I need the content, Wendy.
I
need your sound bites, girl.
I don't think it's the end.
I don't know. It might be giving end.
Why? What makes you say? It doesn't seem like she's doing well.
Well, I mean, I know that she's in a conservatorship right now.
Oh.
And her all of her money is, like, frozen.
Mm. Right, I did know that.
And I do think she's, like, you know, it's giving
not the best
unstable
days.
Down.
Right. Damn.
Right. Oh, gosh.
I know. If you're listening, pray for Wendy Williams.
Pray for Wendy.
Well,
honestly.
She's our nominations leader at the Las Culturistas Culture Awards, unfortunately.
She's an icon.
She's an icon.
She's a legend.
And she is the moment. Now come on now.
Is the moment, has been the moment, will be the moment.
Period.
Period. Period, period.
That's what she said.
Period.
And you know what?
Period.
What was that?
Okay.
James. I did that the other day at the premiere, and I went, what was that? And Peppermint was there, and she goes, what? And I was like, oh, I'm doing a bit. She goes, what's the bit? I was like, it goes, what was that? And then she was like, I don't know what you're fucking talking about. But I was like, oh, Pep.
Peppermint? Wait. Peppermint has some of the funniest lines in the film, too.
Oh, yes. Which
DJ Stick It!
No, that and then... So we brought sandwiches to the room.
So we brought sandwiches to the room. I love that.
I love
little snaps of dialogue from somewhere else that don't make sense but are so funny on their own.
So good, bitch.
But I think that tells a story. We brought sandwiches to the room.
Yeah.
Like,
we brought sandwiches to the room.
And it leaves it open for interpretation.
Yes.
The art. It's giving art.
It's giving art.
Art.
It's giving art.
It's giving art.
One of the best laughs.
Oh, 100%.
One of the best laughs.
Bitch, y'all get me going, though, bitch.
Joy personified.
Y'all egg me on.
Down. Joy personified.
Bitch.
That's Tomas.
For sure.
Damn, is that my drag name?
Yeah.
Joy personified actually is an incredible drag name,
really,
is it not?
Good.
Joy personified, bitch.
From the house of personified.
From the house of personification. The house mother of personification, bitch.
Do you watch Drag Race or are you not about that?
Hell yeah, I watch Drag Race.
So what are your feelings on this winter season?
Well, I'm obsessed. I think it's like the smartest idea.
Smart. Yeah.
And I think, okay, my top. No shade, Raja. I'm so
sorry. Oh my god!
Have
yes.
a legendary legend store.
Well, I think she's getting pissed off
she's
about
getting
it.
Pissed.
Because... It was so funny, bitch. That last episode.
Yeah.
Like, are you sure you don't want me to leave?
Because I'll stay up here.
Yeah.
Bitch. I was like, good.
I think she was reading them a little bit because she's like, wait, so for the third week in a row, you're actually going to send me to the side because you just praised me down.
Yeah, I think they kept that in for a reason. They could have cut that out, but they kept that in because I think that might develop into an actual storyline on the show.
Whoop.
Giving editing.
So Raja.
The
editor. Yeah, for the editors. So Raja's feeling like you're number one.
I think Raja, yes. And I think the way that Monet is playing the game is really good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think the way that Shay is playing the game is okay.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think Jinx is like the top contender.
Yeah.
But if I were on that motherfucking episode, I would be blocking Jinx.
Every time.
With that platinum plunger, which is obviously gold.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every
time. I mean, I think she's winning people's hearts.
Yeah.
Maybe the most. Is it? I would
so
say. Funny.
I mean, also this improv challenge was, it was, I mean, it was whenever Drag Race does improv challenge, I'm always like, okay, here we go.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was funny. I mean, Jinx was giving character.
Yeah. No, when that ear fell, like,
oh my God.
One.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Go so on. Do you think that the editing of the show, because it's an all winter season, is like particularly making it so that there's no
negative critiques?
Yeah.
Here's why I don't think they're going to negatively critique anybody, like, hard. I mean, they might, but I think it's, like, a way to be, like, if you say, like, Evie, that look was not Vanna White at all, that sucked.
Yeah.
Then it's going to make it seem like season 11 was a bad season, which, like...
Which is bad marketing.
Which is bad, like, it's going to, like, really, like, cast this weird shadow on certain seasons.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was a bad season because this winter is not good.
I also would imagine that you're only getting them to even sign up if, like, a few things are being met, which is pay me money as like a full on appearance thing. Don't eliminate me because that's humiliating. And also make sure that I look good.
Yeah,
I'm a winner of the show. Like that has to come with some degree of respect and like some dignity there.
Like you can't tarnish names.
Exactly.
No, you can't be showing me the door after 50 minutes of airtime, especially when you're a winner and we now know how much money they all spend and how in the red they go to prepare for a season. You know, it's what's crazy is knowing someone like Coco Montrese like paid all-star money for her looks and only got one episode.
I know.
You know, that is disrespectful to the girls that like are building your legacy.
I honestly think this is how they should do all-star seasons going forward, even if they're not winners.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just keep them around.
I really like it. It's a good format.
It's a great format.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly. Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey, it's Bowen, and I want to introduce you to the new Cantina Chicken Menu at Taco Bell. Yes, it's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients, great as a lunchtime option. Taste for yourself the slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. With new menu options like Cantina Chicken Tacos, burritos, and quesadillas, there's something for everyone. And Taco Bell isn't just for a late night. With this new Cantina Chicken Menu, the possibilities are, well, endless. Try the new Cantina Chicken Menu at Taco Bell now. Now, I said.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel that we are also coming upon the time of I Don't Think So, Honey.
I think this is the time.
So this is the segment of our podcast, Tomas,
uh-huh.
where we get extra fishy and fresh because we, for 1 minute, rant against something in pop culture that we absolutely have zero time for and are absolutely done with and needs to be raked over the damn proverbial coals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm ready.
Matt, you got something?
Yeah.
This is Matt Rogers. I don't think Sony's time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, the Nicole Kidman part of the hours.
Oh,
because
my
let me
God.
Tell you something. A nose does not a performance make. And she delivered in that last scene at the train station. If it's between Richmond and death, I choose death. Definitely that was a monologue, the house down. But was this an Oscar win? I don't think so, honey. I also don't think she's the lead actress of this movie. Ooh. Yes, this is me spending my energy in the year of our Lord 2022 to talk about something that happened 20 years ago. But that's what happened when I did ketamine last night and watched The Hours with friends. Is that it's top of mind today. So basically, I don't think so, honey, that we're going to sit there and have Meryl Streep having an expert panic attack in her plotline and then say, I'm interested in Nicole. I don't think so, honey. I'm interested in Meryl at all times, always. Watching Ed Harris jump out of a damn window. So, spoiler alert. Well, guess what? That was an incredible, when Meryl screamed, oh, God! And she watched Ed Harris plummet.
Seconds.
That was how you act, mama. And I feel like Nicole Kidman was giving nose. She was giving hat. She was giving British, but it was not giving Oscar. Also, I think she's in the movie for a hot 15 to 16 minutes. She definitely kissed her biological sister hard on the mouth. Oscar win? I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. Wow. Amazing.
Iconic.
Yeah. Iconic.
Shout out to Ryan O'Connell, who doesn't like talking about Nicole Kidman or the Oscar wins.
Well, there you go. There
you I really go. Responded to that, I don't think so, to that guest from last week or a couple weeks ago. But yeah, when you were watching this movie last night, did you think that it gave?
I think that it gave. I think Meryl is giving you the most, like, Meryl does so much per scene. Like, she goes through like a panic attack and then with Jeff Daniels, and then she has to like bring it back, or then like her daughter comes in and she has to like confess all these truths to her. Like, Meryl is doing the most juggling. Mm-hmm. Nicole gets to just sit there and like stare into the distance.
It's a lot of staring.
And then Julianne has to like also stare, but then has to like scream at her child.
Yeah, I just feel like it was giving. They wanted to give Nicole the Oscar, period.
Yeah, period.
But, you know, that happens sometimes. Anyway, I'm really happy that this was so top of mind for me now, 20 years later, when it really matters. Oh, by the way, I saw Top Gun Maverick, just to sort of talk about some pop culture for a second. This movie was fine. The thing I like about Top Gun was that it was so gay.
Yeah.
Like, all those men were oiled up playing beach volleyball. You ever seen the original Top Gun?
No,
like,
bitch.
It's like Tom Cruise and, like, old OG Val
Kilmer. Oh, my God,
yeah. Like, all oiled up on playing beach volleyball, and it's so gay.
It's gay.
And they're like walking around the locker room being all oiled up and like being mad at each other because they want to be the best pilot. This movie, there wasn't even any gay shit. It was like they cast all these hot guys like Jay Ellis, like Glenn Powell, like Miles Teller. And I can't even see them like, I can't even see like a towel come a little bit over the like bone right here, the V.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? I can't even see any man. Like, you're giving me what? Tom Cruise at his big age talking to Jennifer Connelly, like as she pops off a sailboat and her hair looks perfect after she got off a sailboat. Let me tell you something about getting off a sailboat. Your hair doesn't look perfect.
Oh,
I don't think so, honey. But the best part about Top Gun Maverick was the song Hold My Hand by Lady Gaga, which Bowen Yang calls a C+ song.
I didn't say that.
And he's a fake
C+?
Fan.
C+?
I did not say
a 77?
A 77.
It's so funny to see you lie. These little lies that we tell.
Drag her.
I'm a little monster down. I would never.
You think she's going to play Hold My Hand at Chromatica Ball when we go?
Yes, she will.
Are you going to Chromatica Ball, Fish?
I want to. It's in August.
I invited you.
I
want
to come.
I invited Tomas to come to Chromatica Ball.
I'll come with y'all.
Please.
Oh. Is there a ticket for them?
Yes.
Work.
Hold my hand. Promise you will be my fish. I heard from the fishes. Blue, 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 blue. All right, girl.
Okay.
So now it's going to be that moment in the podcast episode, Bowen Yang, where you do your I Don't Think So, Honey. Are you ready, bitch?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
This doesn't bode well.
No, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready.
All righty.
This is Bowen Yang's I Don't Think So, Honey, and his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, on Fire Island when you don't shut the damn door behind you when you go into a space. Are you trying to let all the damn bugs in?
Bloop.
You're about to make, this is basically a greenhouse, and you're going to have a little butterfly pavilion underneath my living room.
The wrong kind of pavilion.
The wrong kind of pavilion, darling. Not the pavilion where you go for show tune Sundays, Or you do the glam racks. What was that?
I think it's called the glam racks.
Glam racks.
30 seconds.
I'm getting something. I'm butchering the name. You guys do not know what I'm talking about.
No, glam racks.
The glam
right.
racks. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And I think that there's the door etiquette is not okay on Fire Island.
Lacking.
Speak about it.
Slacking.
15 seconds.
When you're fucking, you better shut the door.
Mm.
When you're shitting, shut the door. When you're visiting someone's house and you're barging in on them watching the hours.
5 seconds.
You better shut the door behind you. Those people who came yesterday did not shut
the door.
And about 100, an army of mosquitoes came in.
And that's 1 minute. Listen, it's true. Just because it's a relaxed atmosphere does not mean you leave the doors willy-nilly open.
Come
ajar.
On.
Shut the door.
Shut the damn door. I mean, Bo, that was an incredible, I don't think so, honey.
Yeah,
and
iconic.
I'm so happy that you took it to task. You really did that one. But wait, before we go, we have to just say to everyone, our favorite tweet that's been tweeted was a picture of Conrad Rickamora in the film and just
shirtless,
this caption.
Shirtless.
Shirtless in the film and just this caption.
How to get away with my hole. Get out. Get out.
How to get away with my hole.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Honestly? No, right. No.
No, no.
So listen,
okay,
Ms. Fish.
Yeah.
Do you have an I don't think so, honey, topic?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so, too.
I think
you're going to absolutely be, I think you're going to be one of the best of all time.
Well, let's see.
This is Tomas Matos's I don't think so, honey. Their time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, period, bitch. Who the fuck you think you are, period? Why does ain't nobody say I don't think so, honey, exclamation point, honey? I don't think so, honey. I'm going to start saying, wait.
Question mark, bitch.
I'm done with period, bitch. And I don't think so, honey. Wherever I don't think so. I don't think, honey, bitch. And that is on period, bitch. You know what I think? Who decided to make period, bitch? Why doesn't anybody say semicolon, bitch?
Ooh.
I'ma start saying, I don't think so, honey, semicolon. I don't think so, honey, apostrophe.
Yes.
S, bitch.
Yes.
And why is there a T at the end of period? Period.
Period.
It's a D. It's not even a D, bitch. Period. It's a UH, bitch. Period.
Period.
I don't think so, honey. Period. You know what else I don't think? I don't, bitch. And that is on period. And I can
say that
because I'm cunt, bitch. I don't think so, honey.
That
and
is
that
1 minute.
Is on period.
Period.
Wow. Honestly, that was art. That was taking
that was
the art form
pop.
And twisting it, turning it, tussling with it, turning it into something new, brand new. Licked it, snorted it, fucked it, brought it
shit
home.
It. Vomited
shit
it out.
It, vomited it out.
That was art pop.
It really was.
That was art pop.
Art pop.
Thank you.
And this was slut
pop.
I don't
think so, honey, period. This is slut pop.
I thought you were saying, I don't think so, honey, period. Like, you don't think so, honey. Damn.
I don't, period.
But they were saying, I don't think so, honey, period.
Period.
Also, the punctuation.
Period.
The period.
I dragged everything, bitch. The
you
whole
really
sentence.
Did.
Universal ass.
Wrap it up.
Tomas is like, get me out of this box.
It's giving hot box.
It's giving the hottest box in the world. And so this has been an episode which is a glimpse into the fishdom that is the friendship between the three of us. And we're so thrilled.
And we're so thrilled. And it's a friendship that will stand the test of time.
Hell,
and we're getting tactile,
bitch. Right now.
Can we commit to this?
Let's commit.
Because I missed y'all too much between rap and the premiere.
Honestly, yeah.
So
and I got a little sad earlier last week. I was like, this cannot be the last time we all see each other.
No. There's too much joy.
There's too much joy.
Absolutely not. And I also
and I mean this for the entire cast.
100%. And I've been asked about a sequel numerous times already.
Oh. Bitch, I'm so down. Fire Island.
I'm down.
Cunt.
Okay, put the press release out now. Fire Island 2, cunt.
Okay.
Is coming.
Someone said, Fire Island 2, Palm Springs.
Not Palm
Very
Springs.
Fun. I thought it was funny that it's called Fire Island
2.
Colon, Palm Springs. Fire Island 2, Provincetown. Fire Island 2, Mykonos. Fire Island 2, Puerto Vallarta.
I think we got a little...
Sink the boat.
Mykonos. Sink the boat?
Sink the boat.
Oh my God, that could be funny. That could
be
funny.
That'd be
cunt.
This has been one of the fishiest episodes yet.
Thank you,
Queena, for joining us.
Oh my God, absolutely.
We end every episode, and you can stream the film Fire Island. We end every episode with a song. I'm so tired. I cannot say words. Do you know how many times I've gone over my words?
I know. Me too. Me too.
Sit a situation.
I wanna believe in everything
same song as last
that you say. Because it sounds so good. But if you really want
wait, can we just do the part that we know?
Sometimes I run.
Sometimes I hide. Sometimes I'm scared of you. But all I really want is to hold you tight, treat you right, be with you day and night.
Baby, all I need is all.
We found it.
Found it. Bye.
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 There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of six fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Some say Titanic is the best gay nightclub in the city, and those people are me.
And me. So set sail with this cookie crazy off-Broadway hit and get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with a stunning template, use it as a springboard for your design, add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from the massive media library. It's easy to wow any audience with Canva presentations. Canva presentations are perfect for any deck you want to design for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can nail their presentation with Canva presentations. Perfect, record, and share a talking presentation for people to watch on their own time. You'll appear in a video as a talking head on the slide, and it's the perfect solution if you can't be present in person or if time zones are tricky. Nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations at canva.com, designed for work.